With Amex Gold, you can experience the gold standard. You get access to exceptional dining, plus 4x membership rewards points on eligible dining purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Cap applies. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
Time to work on your gift list with Black Friday deals at the Home Depot. Right now, get a select tool from top brands like Ryobi and Milwaukee for free when you buy a select battery kit. Choose from reciprocating saws, multi-tools, sanders, and more. Whether you're stocking up on power for your personal workshop or grabbing the perfect gift for someone else's, get Black Friday tool deals delivered from the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Albinson.
And today we are talking about Psych the Musical. We're doing something a little different, though, because we've talked about Psych the Musical. We actually did a live show in Detroit talking about Psych the Musical. We had Steve Franks on for a two-parter bonus of that, and we are having Steve Franks on again because we didn't get to do a lot of fan questions. And we put out the question on Instagram for fan questions, and we got 74. So we decided to just do fan questions for Steve for the musical because we never got to do them. And also, you all had so many, and they're so great. And we have so much fun. So much fun that we broke this up into two episodes because we can't get enough of Psych the Musical. In fact, we have an idea to do another Psych the Musical episode. So anyway, please enjoy all of your questions. I think we get to most of them. So, oh, at least over the next couple of weeks. Anyway, please enjoy.
Hi, Maggie.
I thought we did our highs. Hi, Tim.
We haven't done yet. And I've not said how great you look today.
Hi, Steve. Thank you. And Tim, you look great too. We dressed up a little. I have like a button down on. I blow dried my hair because we have Steve today. So
this is all wrong. I'm wearing a hoodie. And so I feel completely underdressed. And so we're going to have to pause this. I'll be back in 45 minutes. I'm going to go to the dry bar up at the mall near me, and they'll do a quick blowout, and it's going to look fantastic.
I went a little extra wavy on the hair today. Well, when you get back from the mall, first of all, can you pick me up some Panda Express?
Okay.
Ooh, I want a Wetzel pretzel.
Okay. Have you guys seen the new thing at Little Caesars? It's like a cupcake that's filled with like cheese and pepperoni and bits of like dough.
Love it.
Yeah.
Put a tack in a bowl.
Something like that. But I told my wife the other day, I said, I think I need to try that. And she's like, absolutely not. So I think it's splitting the room. So I'm very excited about it.
Oh my God. That actually sounds really good. But Tim, what were you going to ask Steve?
Oh, Steve, I was going to ask you if you're ready to help myself and my dear, dear, dear friend Margaret Cassidy Lawson. Are you ready to help us podcast the shit out of this very special bonus fan episode, fan question episode of Psych the Musical?
I am so ready for that, and I'm ready to podcast the shit in a totally different way than we podcasted the shit out of it before, in a style that's new and interesting and is going to break the mold.
Oh yeah.
And fills in a weird gap.
Color me intrigued.
Same. Yes,
because a year ago, didn't we do part two of this? And then you guys had recorded a part one in Detroit.
Yes.
A city I've still not been to. We have to figure out what we covered then. And then if we overlap, and we have to apologize in advance for telling the same stories, if those come up.
Well, here's the great news about that. We're going to answer, because that episode, we got so deep into the episode, we didn't really do fan questions. And we know, like we learned in Motor City when we did the Motor City Comic Con show, how many people would, I think, love to have the opportunity to ask questions about the musical. So in this case, so we put out a request for fan questions. We have so many. It's like insane. So the good news is if any stories overlap from the last pod, it's just because they asked the question and we need to clarify again.
That's exciting. Well, we're ready. We have answers. And as usual, I have some notes.
We love the notes. And we probably did talk about some of these things, but honestly, I've seen some of the questions too. I think they're really good. But I have to just say again how I think, and Tim will back me up on this, there was something so special about this time when we were on the show, when we did the musical. One of the questions was going to be one of my questions for you today. So I'm going to save it.
Okay.
Which has to do with timing. This was,
Timing.
Oh, timing. It has to do with timing or time. Inge.
I like that one too.
Anyway.
Before we start though, Maggie, I think because this is a special pretty much AMA of Just the Musical, I think I think we should start with a special song.
Oh my God, Tim. Oh, we have to start with the song because that's the whole episode. Tim has a new song, Steve.
I am so excited to hear this, Tim.
I'm in, but not really because he's too good. Yeah.
And are you ready? I feel like we haven't really nailed the key yet.
We haven't.
And this could be a little improvised. So this could be a little free form.
We should have Steve write us a jingle.
We should. I was thinking that actually.
We could actually score the music for it, or we can create the music for it, but this is gonna be an a cappella thing. I'm very excited. I don't know what this is. So
okay, Meg's just gonna find the harmony at the end. We ready?
Maybe.
Deep breath. Fan questions. It's an episode about questions. You've got queries. We've got answers. Some of them might be lies.
Yeah.
I do know that song. I've listened to the pod before.
I love it. All right.
All right. We're gonna come up with some music for that, Tim, because it's fantastic. It's 100% fantastic.
It's so good.
I still think, again, we've been workshopping it for months now, but I think we can come up with a better key.
Well, I kind of like the dissonant note at the end where you get to the lies thing and you're not expecting it. You're thinking it's going to go down to like a seventh, and then it really kind of dives in there. So it's.
You are so far above me with that when it comes to.
It's true.
It's like what Sting says. Sting says that he'll turn a song off after 15 seconds if it hasn't surprised him. And that song surprises you. So you passed the Sting test.
Did you see Sting?
I've seen Sting. I put way too much money into Sting's pocket, but he is coming out to Los Angeles playing like 9 nights at the Wiltern or something.
Isn't he here? I don't
have tickets. Oh, is he here now?
I think so. I think I saw a friend post about it. Well, maybe he's back home. He might be back in his hometown, but I saw a friend post about it. Yeah.
I like how we talk about Sting like we know him. I go, yeah, you know, Trudy is busy this week, so he's probably.
I got a side story. So I was in the UK shooting that show.
There it is.
Allison, shooting Galvan. Allison went to the Hollywood Bowl with some friends and saw what she says was the greatest show of her life. It was Sting and Peter Gabriel.
I was there.
Okay. As she's leaving, as they're all filing out, Allison says very quickly, guys, let me see that. Sting wants to see me backstage.
What?
She was obviously joking, but she's like, guys, we'll meet you at the car. Sting wants to see me backstage. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Well, you figure that with Gallivant that he would be very interested in having you backstage, right?
However, Gallivant still has not ever aired in the UK.
Are you serious?
It drives us all out of our freaking minds.
Okay, that's crazy to me. So, that's crazy.
But the last convention I did do there, turns out a lot of people had seen it, just like they'd all are huge Psych fans, which is why we need to do a Psych show in the UK.
Yeah.
But a lot of them had actually seen Gallivant with less than a legal means.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But it's not streaming anywhere.
That's a tragedy.
That's weird to me. Are we ready? There's so many questions, Steve.
Let's just start. Let's just do some things. And it'll lead into some of this nonsense too.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
I love that you're doing more work, more prep work than Maggie and I are with your pages.
That's my job. My job is prep.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to start with these.
Okay.
Okay. This is a cute one. I'm going to guess this is how long did it take to make and film? I also love it so much. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. That's the first one. How long did the musical take to film?
We had 14 days, 14 songs, which once again, you have to do quotation marks because they're, some of them are half songs, three reprises on some songs and variations on another, but a handful of full-blown musical numbers with amazing choreography and spectacular dancing by the two of you. So we had a buffer of days because it was going to be extra. And as the ballooning of the budget happened, we kept losing days on the schedule. And we shot this on a regular schedule for two episodes, which is why you guys were so tired. And the entire thing sometimes falls into a blur because there's never been as intense a schedule on our show as there was during this musical. And you guys know that. I mean, you guys were actually out rehearsing in dance studios with Paul Becker somewhere else while we were off shooting and prepping and doing all that stuff. So it was a 14-day shoot for a two-hour musical, which, you know, to be fair, 2 hours in TV time, including commercials. So, you know, it's a 86 minutes. Is that what it is? Something like that.
I propose that we change the title to Psych, the musical, a.k.a. Steve's Opus.
Oh, yes.
But it wasn't my opus. It was, I mean, this is the most of everybody pitching in that this show has ever put together. Because without you being able to sing and dance and do all these moves and to put this whole story together, and Richard Coleman, who was our AD, who had to schedule this thing, and everyone, Chris Henze came up for a month and a half and stayed the whole time while he's got, you know, a whole other business going on. It was everybody really just saying, all right, we're going to be exhausted at the end of this. And this is probably going to be one of the most fun things that we do in the run of the show.
And it absolutely was. And I think you're being really kind about everybody. And yeah, I get that. But I have to say, I mean, for people who you all, I'm sure, you know the musical, you probably know some of the stories behind the musical, but this was all Steve. Like, music, everything, like every piece of it, I am still blown away. It's one thing to do a musical episode of something that's very cool and you bring musicians in and you bring all the people in. You can do all of it, and you did all of it. All of it.
I did some of all of it. Yeah. I wrote the songs on my little acoustic guitar, and then I brought them into our composers. And Adam Cohen, who you guys referred to it in Detroit as Andy Cohen.
No,
who,
we didn't.
Yes. which is fine because it made it sound like the dude from Bravo who's doing the after show on Below Deck was actually sitting in a room with me writing songs, which actually made me feel like I was much cooler.
Oh, God, Steve, I'm embarrassed. Okay.
Adam and I wrote the songs. John did a lot of the scoring, who's our other composer. But I didn't send a lot of stuff to John because he's in England. And so Adam was closer. And a lot of this stuff I brought these sort of very rough, simple versions on acoustic guitar. And Adam's like, well, how about we make this 1,000 times better? And so I was able to put my words and my music and make what became the song. So it was very much a collaboration there. And the fact that, you know, that I could say, hey, I want to write a song called Jamaican Inspector, and I want it to feel like it's from The Little Mermaid, is, and Adam's all, oh, like this? And there, and we're off and running. Yeah. So it was a really fun thing to do. I mean, how lucky.
Synchronistic moment in the background is next to my Galvant posters. I'm just plugging Galvant today. Is a framed piece of music from Alan Menken, who wrote Little Mermaid.
Who wrote many of the great songs of the classic, of the golden era of Disney hand-drawn animation. The second golden era, but yes. And by the way, Maggie, I don't know if you knew this, but when I set out to write this musical, I said, here's what's happening. We're getting closer to the end of this show, and I need to do something that's going to catapult Tim Amundsen to his next job. And I thought, why don't I have him sing and dance? And then someone will write a show that fits that perfectly and give him the opportunity to fly across the pond and drink in a lot of pubs overseas. And mission accomplished.
Beyond. So did the cast have to take singing lessons, or is everyone just that talented? I don't know that we took singing lessons necessarily, but we, you know, it was a really professional. I mean, we went into the Capitol Records building in Hollywood in a recording studio to record this stuff. And I gotta say, Tim, you sort of echo what Steve was saying. Like, did you know? I know you knew you could sing. I knew you were talented this way, but like, did this not just really open up something in your whole like, oh,
now, I'm good at this. I hadn't done an actual musical since high school, which was long, long, long before we started.
I remember that, you saying that.
When we were in the in Capitol Records, and not just any studio, Frank Sinatra's studio.
Oh, in Frank Sinatra's studio.
Yeah, no pressure. There. So I had not, and I always say with Galavant, a comedy musical. If you haven't seen Galavant, what is wrong with you? That I hadn't done anything since high school. Until then, I go, oh, wait, no, of course I did. It was Psych the Musical, which Steve, honest to God, the experience on this show, on shooting this episode, was made me really just go like, oh, wait, I'd forgotten how much I love singing. Need this to be a part of my life. So you really did catapult the rest of my career. And then that thing that happened that was in all the papers sort of took away my singing voice. So,
I think temporarily, like the Little Mermaid lost her singing voice for some amount of time, but at the end, she got it back. So, we're just in act two of the Little Mermaid.
You're gonna be
that's how you spin a story positively.
You let your digits make me creepy.
That was very good.
Most beauty brands don't understand my hair problems and the concerns that it creates for me, but I can positively say that Prose does. Since 2017, Prose has transformed traditional hair and skincare with a made-to-order model that reduces waste, celebrates unique beauty over its one-size-fits-all beauty standards, and works better than off-the-shelf alternative. Since I switched to Prose, I've noticed that my hair is softer, shinier, fuller, stronger. I mean, pretty much everything. And it's very specific. I have a lot of hair, but the hair that I have is very fine. So it's very specific, and I needed something specific. Anyway, if you don't love your first order, it is on Prose. So there's never been a better time to switch to custom. Did you hear that? They will take care of your first order if you don't love it. Prose is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first hair care subscription order at prose.com/pineapple. So take your free consultation, get your one-of-a-kind formulas, and see the difference custom hair care can make with 50% off at prose.com. prose.com/pineapple.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting. Go to your happy place for a happy price with Priceline's Black Friday sale. Save now and travel later with our best deals of the year.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday Mega Deals all month long. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to your whole home install for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Get up to 45% off site-wide and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm James McComb, reporting live from home in my bathrobe and slippers. Tonight, we're talking Dunkin' Polar Peppermint Coffee. Gene's here with the latest. Gene, do you copy?
The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
So you're getting hungry. Really hungry.
Head to Jack in the Box and pick up a Smashed Jack. It's a juicy, delicious smashed burger topped with cheese, pickles, grilled onions, and boss sauce. And it's now available on sourdough. The Smashed Jack, only at Jack in the Box. Order one on the Jack app today.
But it was pretty amazing when we found out we were going to be down there. And we actually were in two different spaces. And they're just these classic recording studios. But he's amazing. And we're there with Bruce Botnick, who produced L.A. Woman. I know we covered this on the classic Doors record. And, you know, it's just like, just sit in the same room with that person is so exciting. And then to see them sort of tickled and enjoying the fact that, oh, this is really fun to do. That's the best feeling. I mean, it's just, it's so much fun. I always say, when you have your own television show, listeners, that make sure you get a chance to do something that like that, something that's been a dream, a wish fulfillment that, you know, I'm sure this question comes up, but it's like, how long were you waiting to do the musical? And it's like, we literally talked about it in the pilot. And then it was just like, okay, whenever I have the time, I'll write these songs. And it only took 6 years. So that was the that was the plan. But it was, everybody was ready. And, you know, and everybody delivered in such a big way.
It was
in the studio and seeing Anthony Repkeman, who, you know, Anthony. And I'm saying hello to him and going, I'm going to go warm up. I'm like, warm up? Nobody's warming me up. And I know it, like, so he had his own warm up because he's a professional singer. I was just going, like, the imposter syndrome. So just going, this is going to be awful.
Well, here's the funny thing. I did not know that you would even require a warm up guy until I listened to the Detroit Live podcast. And found out that story where you were waiting. Oh, I need a warm-up guy. I would have got you a warm-up guy. We could have done that. That would have been easy.
Wait, but what was the warm-up guy?
Well, like a vocal person.
A vocal person to like do warm-ups. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, Dulé is a great warm-up guy. Dulé knows all of his stuff. He's like always like, he can do all the vocal stuff. We should just be like, Dulé, help us out.
Can I digress to another story about that other show that I was in?
Yes, please do.
So prior to getting Gallivant, which I actually had to sing for Alan Menken for the audition, which was terrifying. So I'd taken some voice lessons prior to that and worked up a song. I can't remember which the song is in Psych the Musical, where basically I'm doing Javert. It's my Les Mis moment.
Oh, yes.
Well, there are a couple.
Yeah, there's a couple. You're doing a lot of Javert.
Which
I'm like,
is it when you're making up a song?
Yeah, I just remember getting
Heard it both ways.
I don't recall, but I literally like shoved my hand in my shirt like Napoleonic style.
Oh, that's I Heard It Both Ways.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I thought he was thinking, but you're right about making up a song too.
Javert was my white whale for musicals. So that was the role I've always wanted to play, but it's still too high for me. So I'm working on voice. So I sang a song from Les Mis. I sang Stars, which is Javert's big song from my audition for Gallivant. And not really having any, all these musical teachers said the same thing, like, oh, you have a lovely instrument. You have no technique whatsoever. You have no idea what you're doing. So I cut to first week in the recording studio in Bristol. And I'm recording my opening big number for Gallivant. And Alan Menken's in the other. I can see Alan's in the studio and through the glass and all the producers there. And I can't hit the note and just flop sweat immediately. And then Alan comes into the booth with me. And it's like, it's literally trying to teach me how to sing. He's trying to teach me technique in like 4 minutes. I'm like, they're going to realize I don't know what I'm doing. I'm about to get fired. And then we went on hiatus. And I was like, I swore like I was never going to let that happen to me again. So got home on a hiatus, immediately got a proper vocal singing teacher and started taking lessons pretty hardcore, which I'm trying to get back to now. So Meg and I can take our singing show on the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you already have your opening song, so it's ready.
Yeah, we just need the music, Steve.
Yeah, well, and the great thing, Tim, is what they didn't realize is you had this right here. So, you know, there's all the voices in the world don't have this.
True.
Bless you. I've been proposing songs to Maggie for months now, saying this is something we learned how to do for when Maggie and I take our show on the road.
Yeah. Well, one of them is a Psych Out.
Yes, it is. It
Leaving
is.
On a Jet Plane was one of our favorite psych outs, Steve.
Which one was it?
Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, this question is funny to me because I'm not sure the answer. Was it intentional to not have Corbin sing?
You don't know this story? Okay, this is great. What a great question. Here's what happened. When I was putting together all the songs, I was trying to make sure I had songs for everybody and that there was going to be a way to keep the story moving with all that stuff. I had said offhandedly to Corbin, hey, I'm going to have everybody sing. And he said something like, not me. I don't think he thought I was serious because ever since then, he's always going, oh, so I didn't get to sing. And I thought that he just didn't want to sing. And so I didn't write any, I wrote the bit. I thought the bit of both of them waiting for him to sing and he just says not happen and moves on. I thought, oh, that's fun. We can run with that. We can do that. But I purposefully didn't have Corbin sing a song. And it turns out Corbin probably wanted to sing a song, or it's just easy to say after the fact, oh, I would have loved to have done a song.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, if I had done my homework a little better, I probably would have had Corbin sing. But if I'm being honest, I probably wouldn't have had him sing too much. So
so insider insight, speaking of not singing, Barry Boswick, and this is the show where Barry Boswick and I became pals. And he's very sarcastic. And we were talking back and forth about the musical episode. And he's like, yeah, the one guy who's won an Emmy, you didn't have sing.
Ha!
So Barry's a little salty that he didn't get to sing the show.
Well, here's the reason for that.
I mean Tony.
Yeah. Well, for that is that we cast him 4 days before the shoot started, so there was no time to record the song or anything. And I couldn't believe we got him. I was shocked. This is Audra. She says Janet. And he goes, damn it. That whole thing, I had to write the day he arrived because I'm like, will you do a damn it, Janet reference here on the thing? And of course, he's the sweetest and nicest man. And he was happy to do it. And I would love to have him back to sing, you know, if we ever get to make anything that's musical again.
Like maybe 4, 5, or 6.
I think I would be over the moon. It wouldn't necessarily be in 4, and I can't tell you why I know that, but it could be in 5 or 6. Well, no, I mean, maybe there's a script. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I guess it is, if I just said it.
I think we've said that before, but maybe it's
not. I think we've said it many times, but let's just say it. And it really is all about the psychos getting out there and just screaming to the rafters, we want Psych 4, and really just creating a movement that changes the fabric of a nation, that forces a streaming service to green light a fourth movie of a series. That's probably what it takes.
Would you say the best avenue would be direct messaging them on what, Instagram or?
I think
for the psycho. No direct messaging. We need public messaging.
Yes, public messaging, I think, is probably the thing. And I think with that in mind, we probably should attempt to do another PsychCon in the near future just to drum up enthusiasm. Doesn't that sound like a pretty decent idea?
Great idea.
Or a couple. I don't know.
We should do at least 2 more.
I think so.
Immediately. I mean, we should do 1 immediately. Then we should do another not too far from that. PsychCons are a great, great way.
You know what? I'm going to schedule for next year so I can make myself available to do not just 1, but maybe 2.
I think the spring would be amazing.
That's a perfect time. We just have to find a place.
Yeah. We just have to find a place. Great.
And then another fall.
And then they'll have no choice but to make Psych 4.
I think that's a place we want to get to.
Yeah. Okay.
The entire Psycho Nation starts posting about Psych 4. Should they tag at Peacock Network? What should they do?
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't know that kind of stuff.
They have to decide. You're gonna tag Psych Peacock, right?
I think it's not universal. I think it's Peacock that we would need. So we'll give instructions on our social post if we do that. Yeah. Hashtag Psych4. Hashtag, should we come up with a slogan? We need it now. And then also at Psych Peacock. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Does that mean? Is that too demanding?
I don't think so. I think insisting is good.
Hashtag want, demand, need.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, great.
Yes, I love it. Okay. One of my favorite questions is next.
Okay, great.
Because I don't know the answer and I'm excited to see what Steve says. And we can also, if you need time to think about it, can come back to it later. If there was a Shules-centric song in the musical, what would it be called?
Oh, that's hard. That's really hard. I mean, what I need is like two or three appearances on this show to think about it. But okay. I wanted everybody to have their own I Want song mm-hmm. within. And then I realized the musical was ballooning to 3 hours. So, and if you look at this, you know, in all honesty, if you look at this story, there's so much more story than you need that you're telling in backstory and all of that. It really does fit a 3 hour format. And then they said, okay, you got 14 days to shoot it. So we're having, you're like pouring out backstory and pipe and we're going, okay. And so we did this. And then what happened and so there's just so much that's going on. And so I would, you know, when we get to off Broadway with the Psych the Musical live, I think we can start expanding that. And there's definitely going to be the Jules I Want song.
Oh, I love it.
And what I think is most important about it is, and of course, people probably know this, but when we wrote and shot this musical, it was set to air before Juliet knew that Sean was not, spoiler alert, turn off your podcast if you've only watched the first 6 minutes of the pilot and are waiting to get to the rest of it, that Sean is not a psychic. So there was this whole thing about Sean's got to hide it because his girlfriend doesn't know and all this stuff. And we put it all together. It was set to air at Christmas, which is why we added all the Christmas decorations and whatnot. And they called me up. I was at Epcot Center. They called me up.
Hold on. You went back to your place. Oh, no, Disney. That's Disney World.
Yes, we did that. We'd do that sometimes after the end of the season. So we're walking around. I get a call from the studio and the network. I go, this is big. So they call it and they said, we love it. And I go, oh, this is the greatest day ever. And says, we're going to air it at the end of the year, after the season. And I'm like, guys, the story changes. And they go, oh, it'll be fine. No one will pay attention.
Oh, my God.
So we had to go. And if you can watch and understand Santa Barbara Skies, there's little exchanges that went on, and I cut out everything that wasn't a lyric that was already recorded down at the Capitol Record Studios and anything that didn't just create a jump cut. But yeah. So there's a handful of things, but Juliet didn't know, and that was an important part of that story. And we had to go back and slice it out. And we were, you know, 73% successful in that, but there are still a lot of things that don't make sense. And we can only say, well, there is a world where Sean is literally just telling this story to Z in the asylum.
Yeah.
And it all could have been created in his head. And so none of this could have actually happened.
Yeah.
But that opens up a bigger can of worms of, is Yang actually dead then if Sean had made up this story? So there's a lot of implications. It's like multiverse type stuff that we probably don't want to get into.
You are blowing my mind right now.
Same. And that's so funny because I didn't know that. And I'm actually remember it now. I remember the timing of it now. But one of the questions was in between which episodes was this originally supposed to air? Because they then put in parentheses, the airing order was a little bit weird.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
You were correct.
You are correct.
Question asker.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Okay, let's go back to the few little, you know, you just dropped these little nuggets into like, did I hear for the off-Broadway live musical version? Why we got to do that?
Well, we were discussing that in the one that aired last summer.
Yes, when we
because I think Tim said we should take it to Broadway. And I said, let's be realistic and go off Broadway and start there. Off high school. I think that's where we want to do. We'll license it to a high school. We'll see what they do with it. And then we'll start expanding and building it out from there. Mm-hmm. I would love to like put on something with it because it really feels like, you know, they're turning everything into a musical, and it would be cool if someone did something with this.
Yes, it would be. It really, really would be. I'm sure the Psychos have in some way created some kind of, they have so many fun events they do on their own. They do like their own Psycho Cons.
Yeah.
We're like it's just Psychos. It's like the cutest thing.
Looking for a pickup truck to get just about anything done? Look no further. The Chevy Silverado EV isn't just the most powerful Silverado ever, with next-level towing capability and technology. It also offers game-changing versatility with the available Multiflex midgate and tailgate, which means Silverado EV helps you carry large, bulky, and oddly shaped items up to nearly 11 feet in length. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit Chevrolet.com to learn more.
With Uber Reserve, good things come to those who plan ahead. Family vacay? Reserve your ride as soon as you book your flights. To all the planners, now you can reserve your Uber ride up to 90 days in advance. See Uber app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Skinny Pop Popcorn. Perfectly popped, endlessly delicious. Oh, so light and crunchy. Skinny Pop Original Popcorn is the snack you've been searching for. Made with just 3 simple ingredients, popcorn kernels, sunflower oil, and salt. Snacking never felt or tasted so good. Perfectly popped, endlessly delicious. Give yourself permission to snack and pick up Skinny Pop Original Popcorn today. This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Life gets busy. Luckily, with Peloton Tread, you can still get the challenging workouts you crave. Only have 10 minutes? Take a quick Peloton workout. Want to go all out? Chase down your goals with 20 to 45 minute Tread workouts. No matter your goals or time, Peloton has everything you need to become everything you want. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Okay, does James know how to play the piano in real life? Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And he actually fakes it really well also. And one of the best moments of there is he runs over, and then before he starts playing the song on the piano, he's delivering a line and in motion and sits down at the second the first note on the piano starts. And it's such a level of skill that no one would ever see or appreciate.
Yeah.
But it's in perfect sync. And I was so very impressed by all that.
Yeah, he's something. He can sit down and kind of play things by ear too. A little personal detail. There was a time that we were a couple and I got this piano in my house that was like a friend of mine was like another friend of his. He's like, is giving up this piano that was insane. This baby grand, sorry, grand, not a baby grand. And I was like, I had a space for it. And he was like, they're basically giving it away because it just took up too much space and they were moving. And I was like, I guess I'll take it. I don't play, but my brother does and whatever. James played all the time. Like it was the coolest thing I did not know he played the piano, even having like really been with it, like really played the piano. And then I got this piano and I put it in the house and I was like, okay, what am I going to do with this? He played all the time. It was so cool. And when you have a piano in your house, anytime you have people over a party, somebody knows how to play and somebody sits down and starts playing. It's really the coolest. It reminds me of like a speakeasy back in the day.
Yeah.
It's just like, it was neat. Okay. Did you know how amazing Kirsten's singing voice was before the musical? More singing Vic! Exclamation point.
Once again, you just don't know. And I told the story in the last one, so you should also go back and hear that. But
yeah,
the day we were coming in one after another and singing our parts and everybody's great. And Kirsten came in and from the first note that came out of her mouth, I just put my head down and I go, I should have wrote more songs for her. I had no idea. no idea she was going to be that good.
I started singing and Steve was like, damn it, I should have given her songs to
Meg, you were great. And it's like everybody's like so nervous, obviously, because we're out of our element. We're out of our regular workplace because we're now in Los Angeles somewhere doing, you know, in the studio. It's pretty intimidating because Tim's right. It was like it was Frank Sinatra had recorded there. And it's like, okay, go to the booth and then you jump in, but your stuff was great. And it's just like the trick is you have to, I think everybody has a certain degree of stage fright. And the trick is you just have to fool yourself into not feeling that, you know?
Yeah. Like just be in the space of the thing. I will tell you, I had no idea. Like I knew Kirsten could sing. I didn't know she could sing like that.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. What?
It's yeah. Like. Yeah, and we all sing on set. No, I mean from the grips to the camera crew, like everybody is singing almost all the time. So it's a very natural thing, and everybody's doing it. But you don't realize when someone gets up next to a microphone, it's like okay, go that they're gonna deliver like that. And everybody in the show delivered.
Yeah, it was really fun, including Kurt, who I know was really nervous about singing and does not consider himself a singer at all.
I spent the entire week convincing Kurt to do that. And I told him the reason he came down to the studio that day, I said, if you don't do this, if you show up here and you go to the microphone and you say, nope, I can't do it, I will sing that part and you just have to lip sync to it. And he said, all right. And then he did it and he nailed it. And I was a little sad because I kind of wanted to do it. But I could have never done what he did. And it's really funny and it's really fun. And, you know, it's one of the standout songs of the whole
thing. Yeah. Place. Yeah. It's so good. Is there a classic psychism or a quote that wasn't turned into a song, but you wish had been?
No, because this is a great question, because at the beginning it was like, oh, you should make a song called Suck It. You should make a song, you know, we should do all the catchphrases. We have so many catchphrases. And I said, I'm going to do one. And I knew exactly which one I wanted it to be. And I knew it was going to be I've Heard It Both Ways, because that just feels like a song. And the funniest thing was I wrote that song, and I may have told this story before, but I think I didn't. It wasn't a tango at the beginning. It was like an early 70s, like Ventura Highway type type song. And it was good. And the lyrics were there and the chorus was the same. And it's like, well, what are they going to move to? And, you know, how are they going to move to this? And I go, I don't know. And Adam and I were sitting there and he goes, have you ever thought of a tango? And I'm like, I am stupid. Let's do that. And it, like instantly, I mean, literally the word tango, it's like, it just answered all the things. And so we transposed it over right there. And it literally fell in together. And it was just,
I can't imagine all those words. Thinking tango now.
Yeah. It's,
Yeah.
Me. I was trying to remember because I thought, oh, I'm going to get questions about, are there any songs that were cut from this? And besides the Juliet song. And, that was just a complete reworking. Whereas Santa Barbara Skies, I played it for the writing staff, and it was almost the exact same form on my little terrible Ovation guitar that was probably a little bit out of tune. So that stayed as it was.
Isn't it wild? Like you had all these, you created all these on your acoustic guitar, and it just turned it into a musical. I mean, that's it. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like this is what like the genius. That's what Lin-Manuel Miranda did for, you know, it's just incredible. I have a Maggie question.
Okay, great.
That isn't a fan question. Do you like have a secret favorite song where you like, oh, this is my baby, I love this one over any of the others? Thank you so much for listening to this very special fan question episode. Steve, we love you so much. So much. And psychos, we love you so much. Please follow us on our Instagram at thepsychologistsarein and our Patreon, patreon.com/psychologistsarein, for video episodes. You'll get to see how silly we all are, and ad-free episodes as well. So thank you all so much. We love you.